Hey, good morning. It's Brackets Hunter.
Hi.
Good morning.
7:16. Good morning. Today we got some clouds, chance for some afternoon showers, rain. High of 55 tonight, clear, low of 45 Saturday, cloudy, rain in the afternoon, high of 52.
Just in time for Garth Brooks.
That's right. The Garth Brooks show is going on.
Yeah.
Is that tomorrow night?
Yeah.
I thought it was tonight.
I think it's tomorrow.
Either way, it's going to rain tonight or tomorrow, so whatever it is, it's going to be wet and cold.
Line dancing in the rain, man.
Boot stomping in the mud.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, in some unsurprising news, according to a new study, people are more generous when they're being watched. Basically, if there are other people around, you're more likely to drop more money in a donation box or tip your server more.
Yeah, you want to impress your friends, right?
You know what? People need to do then is, like, a bar or restaurants, just hire someone to hang around.
Yeah, just watch
people. What are you giving for a tip there? That's it? Oh, okay.
The 20%, you just got to carry the zero. Yeah.
Have a good day, I guess. Yeah, we all are more generous because, again, we like to show off. This is the same thing, like I was talking about with you with Facebook. It's just we all need to show off for some reason.
Yep.
We need to look at me. Look at how great I am. Mm-hmm. Look at how much I'm tipping.
What do you think about the servers that post their tips on Facebook?
I think it's a dick move.
Yeah.
Who cares if some jerk didn't give you a tip?
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
Or some of them are posting the 100% tip.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another, we're being guilted into, stop it. Stop it. I was telling you, I'm getting so hateful towards Facebook and people on there. Like, it's making me a hateful person just because, the other day I was just scrolling through and I'm like, what an idiot. Look at this moron. Yeah, dumb bitch. it's just terrible stuff.
And you just get angry.
I don't know why. Mm-hmm. So I think I might be done with Facebook.
Really?
And I can avoid stuff like this, too. Avoid stuff like, just so everyone knows, I left a $500 bill in the Salvation Army money thing.
Pat yourself on the back. There you go.
Don't bruise yourself. By the time the Mega Millions lottery drawing is tonight, the jackpot could be close to or even over $1 billion.
Wow.
I still got to go get our tickets yet.
Yeah.
Go get our lottery tickets. So if we'll go in together. I think we just buy one each, and if we win, we split it with each other.
I'm okay with that.
Sound good?
What if we do win, though, man?
Wouldn't that be crazy?
It'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy. Now, here's the thing, is you don't need $1 billion to be happy. Instead, financial advisors suggest that you only need $30 million. That's the sweet spot. $30 million.
For what?
These advisors have found that this perfect amount, $30 million, allows people to be financially free without dealing the problems that arise from too much money. So being super rich is almost more of a hassle.
Yeah.
So first, you'd pay off all your debts. Then the $30 million would generate $1 million per year in income. See, that's the big thing. That's what I do. That's fine. Put, put $1 million into, for example, let's say I just want $1 million, okay? I would honestly take that and put it, and I say this, but I would put a vast majority of it, because I don't have that much debt. I would put a vast majority of it, put it in a CD. Let the interest build up. You can live off of the interest.
What did they say, $150,000 over a course of a certain amount of time is just it's the most you need to put in a CD.
Yeah, and you're good.
And you're fine.
And the interest alone, it's so crazy to me when I see guys like Mike Tyson who have blown through millions. Interest, did you not just throw $1 million in the bank and just let it sit there.
Let it ride.
Let it ride.
You know?
Good God, man. Let the interest work for you.
$30 million, though, to be comfortable.
That's all they say.
What are you doing? What are you buying?
So they say the $30 million would generate $1 million per year. Do you think you could spend $1 million per year? Well, you probably could.
Yeah, I probably could, but...
What they're saying. That's allowing you to live comfortably for the rest of your life.
I mean, what are you buying, though? You're buying a bunch of exotic cars, helicopters, planes, houses. All that materialism, the materialistic stuff is just...
And see, that's the big problem. You look at these rich people, they have 9 houses. Mm-hmm. Big houses, too.
And why do you need... Why?
Because people are idiots.
So everywhere you go, you have a house to sleep in?
I guess.
You know, that's what hotels are for.
Exactly. So nice hotels with room service and everything like that. But I guess maybe you are investing. Mm-hmm. But you think about it, you got to pay to maintain it. You got to pay, I don't know. Just people are stupid.
It's just the people that win, like, I won $30 million and I spent $24 million on a yacht. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Well, you look at all these young athletes.
No, I'm broke.
All these young athletes that get these huge signing bonuses, gone.
It's just like Gronkowski. Gronkowski hasn't spent $1.
$1.
That he's not spent $1 that he made in the NFL.
Well, is it of his contract? Like, because he's obviously spending money, but it's like something that he's done, like, either with
it's
his...
like he's spending the money, he's making on, like, commercials and
whatnot.
But every single penny he's made from the NFL is in the bank.
Smart.
He's not spent a dime of
it. And how old is he?
He's probably, what, 30?
You know what? Here's the 33? Nice thing is he could probably retire at a decent age, mm-hmm. not get himself beat up, and then just live comfortably mm-hmm. for the rest of his life. Yeah. Smart. Smart. All right, that's all I got for you.
That's
your morning dump. That's it. I had more to talk about, but we went too long, so. We were talking about idiots spending money, and you and I are going to, you know what, 5 years from now, be like, and here's the story of two local radio DJs who blew through $900 million.
In one night. Could you blow that?
I don't think I could. You'd have to buy, like, a country. You'd have to buy a couple countries.
You could buy a country with that money.
You could, absolutely.
Hell,
man.
That's a lot of money. That's dangerous money, man. That's dangerous. I don't think that's good for anybody. I truly believe that.
We're going to win here tonight, so I guess we'll figure it out.
I know.
It's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning.